Okay, we're going to close shortly. Before we do that, I just wanted to share with you a particular testimony that I found very encouraging, but inspiring, but also I think is appropriate for our testimony service today. It's the story of this pastor. His name is Pastor Wang Yi. He is a pastor in Chengdu, China. Well, anyways, this is the story. There are three parts to what I'm going to read. Part one is the background story. Part two is his letter to the public. And part three is, I think, the most important part, which talks about the cross and Jesus Christ. My goal is that every Sunday, whoever comes to church would have a vision of Jesus and his most glorious place on the cross, dying for us so that we can have new life. And so that's in part three. But here is the pastor. For those who would like to read along, you can, if you have your phone or tablet, if you Google Chinese pastor, faithful disobedience, Chinese pastor, faithful disobedience, you'll find this story. So I'm just going to read it to you. This is a persecuted Chinese pastor, and he issues a declaration of faithful disobedience, December 17th, 2018. This is the background story. A persecuted Reformed pastor in China issued a letter explaining the meaning and necessity of faithful disobedience and how it is distinct from political activism or civil disobedience and how Christians should carry it out. The background. Earlier this month, Wang Yi, his wife Zhang Rong, and more than 100 Christians who attend Early Rain Covenant Church were arrested in the city of Chengdu by Chinese authorities. The members of the congregation were charged with inciting subversion of state power. According to China Aid, this is a charge often handed to Chinese Christians because the Communist Party views religion as a threat to the ideological control. If convicted, Wang and his parishioners could face up to 15 years in prison. Some of the church leaders and members have since been released but remain under house arrest. The Chinese government began a renewed and vigorous persecution of Christians earlier this year by destroying crosses, burning Bibles, confiscating religious materials, and closing churches. Chinese law requires Protestant Christians to worship only in congregations registered with the Three Self Patriotic Movement, a state-sanctioned body for the organization of all Protestant churches in China. But many millions belong to underground house churches that defy government restrictions. The term house church refers to any unauthorized church, regardless of size or meeting location. Some house churches in China have hundreds or even thousands of members. In 2005, when he converted to Christianity, Wang was a human rights lawyer, law professor, and one of the most influential public intellectuals in China. In 2008, he founded and served the Chengdu Early Rain Reformed Church, later named the Early Rain Covenant Church. And in 2011, he was appointed to be the senior pastor. In 2015, Wang and other pastors at Early Rain released a document online entitled reaffirming our stance on the House Church's 95 Theses. As Chloe Starr of Yale Divinity School says, the document can be seen as a milestone of House Church belief, broadcasting its challenge to the state and to the registered Protestant church in China. State-registered Protestant church in China. So the letter, earlier this year, Wong wrote the declaration, My Declaration of Faithful Disobedience, a letter to be published by his church should he be detained for more than 48 hours. The full text of the letter is reprinted here. This English translation was originally published on the China Partnership blog in December 12, 2018, and is replicated here with permission. Okay. So here's the letter. My Declaration of Faithful Disobedience. On the basis of the teachings of the Bible and the mission of the gospel, I respect the authorities God has established in China. For God deposes kings and raises up kings. And this is why I submit to the historical and institutional arrangements of God in China. As pastor of a Christian church, I have my own understanding and views based on the Bible about what religious order and good government is. At the same time, I am filled with anger and disgust at the persecution of the church by this communist regime, at the wickedness of their depriving people of the freedoms of religion and of conscience, but changing social and political institutions is not the mission I have been called to, and it is not the goal for which God has given his people the gospel. For all hideous realities, unrighteous politics, and arbitrary laws manifest the cross of Jesus Christ, the only means by which every Chinese person must be saved. They also manifest the fact that true hope and a perfect society will never be found in the transformation of any earthly institution or culture, but only in our sins being freely forgiven by Christ and in the hope of eternal life. As a pastor, my firm belief in the gospel, my teaching and my rebuking of all evil proceeds from Christ's command in the gospel and from the unfathomable love of that glorious King. Every man's life is extremely short, and God fervently commands the church to lead and call any man to repentance who is willing to repent. Christ is eager and willing to forgive all who turn from their sins. This is the goal of all the churches of the church in China, to testify to the world about our Christ, to testify to the middle kingdom about the kingdom of heaven, to testify to earthly, momentarily lives about heavenly eternal life. This is also the pastoral calling that I have received. For this reason, I accept and respect the fact that this communist regime has been allowed by God to rule temporarily. As the Lord's servant John Calvin said, wicked rulers are the judgment of God on a wicked people, the goal being to urge God's people to repent and turn again toward him. For this reason, I am joyfully willing to submit myself to their enforcement of the law as though submitting to the discipline and training of the Lord. At the same time, I believe that this communist regime's persecution against the church is a greatly wicked, unlawful action. As a pastor of a Christian church, I must denounce this wickedness openly and severely. The calling that I have received requires me to use non-violent methods to disobey those human laws that disobey the Bible and God. My Savior, Christ, also requires me to joyfully bear all costs for disobeying wicked laws. But this does not mean that my personal disobedience and the disobedience of the church is in any sense, quote, fighting for rights, unquote, or political activism in the form of civil disobedience, because I do not have the intention of changing any institutions or laws of China. As a pastor, the only thing I care about is the disruption of man's sinful nature by this faithful disobedience and the testimony it bears for the cross of Christ. As a pastor, my disobedience is one part of the gospel commission. Christ's great commission requires of us great disobedience. The goal of disobedience is not to change the world, but to testify about another world. For the mission of the church is only to be the church and not to become a part of any secular institution. From a negative perspective, the church must separate itself from the world and keep itself from being institutionalized by the world. From a positive perspective, all acts of the church are attempts to prove to the world the real existence of another world. The Bible teaches us that in all matters relating to the gospel and human conscience, we must obey God and not men. For this reason, spiritual disobedience and bodily suffering are both ways we testify to another eternal world and to another glorious King. This is why I am not interested in changing any political or legal institutions in China. I'm not even interested in the question of when the communist regime's policies persecuting the church will change. Regardless of which regime I live under now or in the future, as long as the secular government continues to persecute the church, violating human consciences that belong to God alone, I will continue my faithful disobedience. For the entire commission God has given me is to let more Chinese people know through my actions that the hope of humanity and society is only in the redemption of Christ, in the supernatural, gracious sovereignty of God. If God decides to use the persecution of this communist regime against the church to help more Chinese people to despair of their futures, to lead them through a wilderness of spiritual disillusionment, and through this to make them know Jesus, if through this he continues disciplining and building up his church, then I am joyfully willing to submit to God's plans. For his plans are always benevolent and good. Precisely because none of my words and actions are directed towards seeking and hoping for societal and political transformation, I have no fear of any social or political power. For the Bible teaches us that God establishes governmental authorities in order to terrorize evildoers, not to terrorize doers of good. If believers in Jesus do no wrong, then they should not be afraid of dark powers. Even if I am often weak, I firmly believe this is the promise of the gospel. It is what I've devoted all my energy to. It is the good news that I'm spreading throughout Chinese society. I also understand that this happens to be the very reason why the communist regime is filled with fear at a church that is no longer afraid of it. If I am imprisoned for a long or short period of time, if I can help reduce the authorities' fears of my faith and of my Savior, I am very joyfully willing to help them in this way. But I know that only when I renounce all the wickedness of this persecution against the church and use peaceful means to disobey, will I truly be able to help the souls of the authorities and law enforcement. I hope God uses me by means of first losing my personal freedom to tell those who have deprived me of my personal freedom that there is an authority higher than their authority, and that there is a freedom that they cannot restrain. a freedom that fills the church of the crucified and risen Jesus Christ. Regardless of what crime the government charges me with, whatever filth they fling at me, as long as this charge is related to my faith, my writings, my comments, and my teachings, it is merely a lie and temptation of demons. I categorically deny it. I will serve my sentence, but I will not serve the law. I will be executed, but I will not plead guilty. Moreover, I must point out that persecution against the Lord's church, against all Chinese people who believe in Jesus Christ, is the most wicked and most horrendous evil of Chinese society. This is not only a sin against Christians, it is also a sin against all non-Christians. For the government is brutally and ruthlessly threatening them and hindering them from coming to Jesus. There is no greater wickedness in the world than this. If this regime is one day overthrown by God, it will be for no other reason than God's righteous punishment and revenge for this evil. For on earth, there has only ever been a 1,000-year church, and there has never been a 1,000-year government. There is only eternal faith. There is no eternal power. Those who lock me up will one day be locked up by angels. Those who interrogate me will finally be questioned and judged by Christ. And when I think of this, the Lord fills me with a natural compassion and grief toward those who are attempting to and actively imprisoning me. Pray that the Lord would use me, that He would grant me patience and wisdom, that I might take the gospel to them. Separate me from my wife and children, ruin my reputation, destroy my family, my life and my family. The authorities are capable of doing all these things. However, no one in this world can force me to renounce my faith. No one can make me change my life, and no one can raise me from the dead. And so, respectable officers, stop committing evil. This is not for my benefit, but rather for yours and your children's. I plead earnestly with you to stay your hands, for why should you be willing to pay the price of eternal damnation in hell for the sake of a lowly sinner such as I? Jesus is the Christ, Son of the eternal living God. He died for sinners and rose to life for us. He is my King and the King of the whole earth, yesterday, today, and forever. I am His servant, and I am imprisoned because of this. I will resist in meekness those who resist God. And I will joyfully violate all laws that violates God's laws. And this is the last part. The appendix, what constitutes faithful disobedience. I firmly believe that the Bible has not given any branch of any government the authority to run the church or to interfere with the faith of Christians. Therefore, the Bible demands that I, through peaceable means, in meek resistance and active forbearance, filled with joy, resist all administrative policies and legal measures that oppress the church and interfere with the faith of Christians. I firmly believe this is a spiritual act of disobedience. In modern authoritarian regimes that persecute the church and oppose the gospel, spiritual disobedience is an inevitable part of gospel movement. I firmly believe that spiritual disobedience is an act of the last times. It is a witness to God's eternal kingdom in the temporal kingdom of sin and evil. Disobedient Christians follow the example of the crucified Christ by walking the path of the cross. Peaceful disobedience is the way in which we love the world, as well as the way in which we avoid becoming part of the world. I firmly believe that in carrying out spiritual disobedience, the Bible demands me to rely on the grace and resurrection power of Christ, that I must respect and not overstep two boundaries. The first boundary is that of the heart. Love toward the soul and not hatred toward the body is the motivation of spiritual disobedience. Transformation of the soul and not the changing of circumstances is the aim of spiritual disobedience. At any time, if external oppression and violence rob me of inner peace and endurance so that my heart begins to breed hatred and bitterness toward those who persecute the church and abuse Christians, then spiritual disobedience fails at that point. The second boundary is that of behavior. The gospel demands that disobedience of faith must be nonviolent. The mystery of the gospel lies in actively suffering, even being willing to endure unrighteous punishment. The mystery of the gospel lies in actively suffering, even being willing to endure unrighteous punishment as a substitute for physical resistance. Peaceful disobedience is the result of love and forgiveness. The cross means being willing to suffer when one does not have to suffer. For Christ had limitless ability to fight back, yet he endured all of the humility and hurt. The way that Christ resisted the world that resisted him was by extending an olive branch of peace on the cross to the world that crucified him. I firmly believe that Christ has called me to carry out this faithful disobedience through a life of service and under this regime that opposes the gospel and persecutes the church. This is the means by which I preach the gospel, and it is the mystery of the gospel which I preach. The Lord's servant, Wang Yi. Shall we pray for him as we close our service? Father, for Pastor Wang Yi, the members of his church, the pastors of the other churches, those who are imprisoned, those who are under threat of imprisonment, for those who are under house arrest, for those whose freedoms have been limited or cut off. Lord, we ask for mercy, for grace. We ask for perseverance and faithfulness. We ask that you would allow their testimony to grow even stronger through the resistance. Lord, as we bow our heads here in comfort and in relative freedom, Lord, we join our brothers and sisters in prison and in discomfort, lacking food, lacking resources, lacking any kind of comfort that this world would offer. Lord, we ask that you would allow them to see a vision of you seated on the throne above all authorities, above all powers, and above all principalities. Lord, we ask that in their weakness, Lord, you would show yourself to be strong, that your power would be made complete in their weakness. We ask, Lord, for those who have lost or are not able to contact their father, their pastor, their uncle, their sister, their mother, their auntie, their son or their daughter, separated from their families. We ask, Lord God, that their connection would be in the hope of eternal life, that their connection would be in prayer and in fasting. And Father, we ask, Lord, for those who have had their resources cut off, maybe banking and purchasing power, for movement and freedom of movement, Lord, that's been restrained. We trust that, Lord, their prayers are not restricted. Their faith is not in shackles. But, Lord, we pray that you would all the more allow them to pray stronger and more faithfully towards you. For those who have had their reputations and their names being brought through the mud, for those reputations and names being destroyed, Lord, we trust that they will put their faith in the name that is above all names, and that, Lord, as they humbly seek you, that they would find in you their refuge and their strength. And, Lord, as they lay down their name, Lord, that you would renew their hope, that they will be given a new name, and their name will be written on a white stone as they pass through their persecution. That they have a name that given to you that no one else can understand, but that you know. So, Father, for our dear brothers and sisters in China, for those who are walking in the footsteps of Pastor Wang Yi, Lord, we pray for mercy, grace, peace, and strength. We pray for love and forgiveness. We pray for their imprisoners. We pray for their tormentors. We pray for them who would put them in prison, the ones who are hunting the Christians. We know that you are a God that transforms hearts, Lord, and that you even changed Paul, who was chasing after the church, even hunting them down, and that you could even change the tormentors and the prisoners to see the testimony of the faithful Christians, to hear the prayers, to hear the songs, and to break through their hearts. Lord, help them to see that they are the ones imprisoned by sin and unfaithfulness and rebellion. Help them to see that they are the ones trapped, Lord, following gods or a god that is no god at all. But Lord, open their eyes and let them see the truth, that they need Jesus, that they need repentance, that they need eternal life. And Lord, if they need to sacrifice their freedoms and join those who are in prison, Lord, would you grant even that grace? Lord, we pray for a greater power of forgiveness, a greater power of grace, Lord, to your followers. Lord, don't let them give up, Lord. Don't let them die out, Lord God. But we know that the blood of the church is this, the blood of the saints is the seed of the church. We know that you are using this to strengthen the church in China, to make it grow and to spread, and to give you all the more glory, Lord. So we pray for them, Lord. And we ask that you'd help us to be faithful in praying for them, to be continual in our prayers for them. And as we sit down and eat our food, that you would help us to pray for those who are without food, that as we enjoy our comfortable beds and our heaters and our roofs, that you would allow us to remember those, Lord, who are without roofs, who are without blankets and without heaters, suffering because of their faith in you, and that you would encourage us, Lord, to pray for them. Help us to be more faithful in prayer, Lord. Father, we thank you that today we were able to gather to hear each other's testimonies and to encourage one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. We pray that all of this would be used by you to bring more glory to your name here in this city, here in this country, and throughout this world. We thank you for your grace to us. And we leave here thanking you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, that concludes our service for today. God bless you. Have a good end of the year. We'll see you next year. God bless. Amen.